All right, let's get rolling. So the title of today's message, Build Your Life on What Will Last Forever. And our verse is 2 Corinthians 4:18. It says, for we fix our attention not on things that are seen, but on things that are unseen. What can be seen only lasts for a time, but what cannot be seen lasts forever. Think about that. Things that you see, whether it's a plant or a building, you know, they don't last forever. The only thing that lasts forever is our faith in Jesus and God that lasts forever. Been around forever, will be around forever. That's just a great verse. You know, meditate on that verse. Let that verse soak in. But again, build your life on what will last forever. You know, most people rarely evaluate their values or question their perceptions until they are suffering a crisis. It's when you're in deep pain that you begin to examine what you're basing your life on. You may realize you've been living your life to feel good, look good, accumulate wealth, power. Well, a crisis helps you realize instinctively that there has to be more to life. But there's no reason to wait for a crisis to evaluate your values. Instead, stop today to consider what you should value. Start by asking yourself this critical question, what's going to last? The world seems to value the here and now, now more than ever. The message is that tomorrow doesn't matter. Next year doesn't matter. 1,000 years from today doesn't matter. Eternity in heaven don't matter. Live for today. You know, that's the message of this world. Don't worry about your eternity. Don't worry about that relationship with Jesus. Man, live for today. It's all about feeling good for today. But the Bible says something different. Remember our verse. The world and its desires pass away, but whoever does the will of God lives forever. That's 1 John 2:17. The world and its desires pass away, but whoever does the will of God lives forever. Consider what happens when you're tempted. Temptation is just a battle between good and bad, or what's best or what's not best. Temptation is always a battle between now and later. Will I do what God says and enjoy the benefits later? Or will I do what I want and enjoy the benefits now? You know, the Bible teaches us to fix our attention not on things that are seen, but on things that are unseen. Because what can be seen lasts only for a short time, but what cannot be seen lasts forever. Whether you're in a crisis or not, take some time today to evaluate what you're based your life on. Choose to build your life on God's truth. It will last forever, and it will never, ever let you down. Think back to a time when your life was in crisis. Were you building your life on the wrong things or on God's truth? What did that crisis teach you? Second, what are you building your life on today? Do you need to make adjustments to build your life on God's truth rather than on what the world's telling us to build it on? And three, what things tend to distract you from fixing your attention on things that are unseen? What things are you doing that are devoting your attention from God and spending your time on things that are not eternal, that won't last, that really probably don't really matter? So again, our title of our program today, or our message, was Build Your Life on What Will Last Forever. Think about a house. You pour a foundation thinking that foundation is what will support that house for many, many years. If you didn't pour a foundation, you just tried to build a house sitting on the dirt, that house is not going to last. Well, it's the same thing with your life. Build your life on a foundation with Jesus. And that is an eternal foundation that lasts forever. Let's pray. Lord, we love you so much. We thank you that you are always here for us, God. And I just pray that we just focus on you and not get caught up, you know, like I do every day, God, to get caught up in this world and all the things this world has to offer, God. You just sometimes have to hit the pause button and step back and realize that a whole lot of what we're doing each and every day, what I'm doing each and every day, is not eternal. And I just sometimes have to hit the pause button and just step back and just take a big breath and realize that we're all just so busy that sometimes we don't even have time to focus on you. So, God, I just pray that we can focus on you, and that we can build our foundation, or build our house on your foundation. We love you so much. Thank you for this time together. Thank you for this call. I pray for everybody on the call, God. Pray that you guide us and lead us in all we do. Pray in the name of Jesus. Amen. Everybody have a great day.